Antonia had built a sago washing platform the day before, and now added the finishing touches to the set of three sediment traps. She began by dumping a load of fibres into the gently sloping trough. Then she added water, using a wooden ladle, and squeezed this soggy mass against a strainer made from coconut matting. The powdered sago is washed through the strainer, and the fibres which remain are, after several washings, thrown to one side. Beneath the trough, the water flows through a series of silk traps made from leaves, slowing down all the time, and it drains away at the lower end, leaving most of the sago in one or other of the collecting basins. Every now and then, Antonia would remove each of the upper trays and dump their deposits of sago into the deeper basin beneath. Leaving this to settle, Antonia returned to the trunk of the sago palm she'd cut down and started all over again, scraping, chopping with the machete, scraping, chopping and washing. That morning she went through the same sequence four times, from scraping to washing. One third of the trunk was reduced to a hollow shell, and she stood inside it for a while to tidy it up. It was now 1:30 p.m. and Antonia had worked for 5.5 hours without a break. She hadn't even stopped for a drink, yet the temperature was 34 degrees Celsius and the humidity almost 90%. I was only observing and recording her work, but I finished off both my bottles of water long ago.